Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show. This evening from the Van Ord Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on Wheaton College in Game 1 of the MIAA-CCIW Challenge. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered tonight's game 1-3 after the Hall of Fame Classic here at the Van Ord Arena. On Friday night, Hope defeated Aquinas 69-67 behind an 18-point effort from sophomore Ben Gardner. Then on Saturday evening, the Flying Dutchman fell to Cornerstone College 79-73. Gardner once again led the Flying Dutchman in scoring with 17 points and was named to the all-tournament team. Senior Nate Van Arendock also scored 16 points and pulled down 9 boards in the loss. Hope's opponent this evening is Wheaton College. The Thunder are led by coach Mike Schauer, who is in his fifth year with the school. Wheaton enters the game ranked 13th in the nation with a 4-2 record. The Thunder's leading scorer is Tyler Peters, who leads the team in scoring with just under 21 points a game. He's also the only player in Division III men's basketball that has a triple-double this season, and Peters has two of those in the early season. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that all Hope games on our are streaming on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davalar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a break here. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show. We're here at the Van Ord Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where we're getting set for the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on Wheaton, the Thunder, Ron. And then this is going to be a decent matchup. Wheaton ranked 13th in the nation going into tonight's contest.
Well, this is always good basketball. You start with the CCIW, and they're good teams out here. And Wheaton has kind of taken the forefront with this, shall we say, round robin that has been going on for 10 years now. And they have won more than anyone else. They've won 12 and lost 6 in the competition since it started. So they're the team to beat, and it's no different this year as Wheaton has jumped out. They have a 4-2 record. They've lost a couple of close ball games, but they're a good ball club.
Yep, if we look over at the Flying Dutchman, will be either over 500 or under 500 overall in this challenge after tonight's game. They have a 9-9 record all time in this challenge, which you said is entering its 10th season. They were 1-1 last year, and they beat Carthage 82-70 and then fell to Wheaton the next night 79-75. Wheaton last year hosted the tournament and won both games. It was really an interesting tournament last year, considering it all. A very good Calvin team, I believe, fell to, I want to say, Carthage in one of the, no, they fell to Wheaton and they ended up defeating Carthage, but Wheaton ended up sweeping that at home. So Coach Tom Davalar is here. For the pregame interview with Ron.
Adam wants to get hurry up and give us the mic out here so we can fix the tablet. He's not getting any stats on it, and it worries him already. So he's checking it out there and trying to see if he can get it on.
Well, I hope it all works well for you, and I hope it works well for us tonight, too. Yet another tough opponent here at Bernard with the Wheaton Thunder. I know another highly respected program, good coach, good players. You know, we've been in the deep end of the pool this year as far as the schedule goes, and we got to find a way to swim ourselves out of it against a good opponent tonight.
Well, a lot of orange and blue out here tonight, you know, and both teams, those are the colors, orange and blue. So you're going to see a lot of orange and blue out there with this contest. But Wheaton comes in, and they always have at least one good player that's kind of outstanding, you might say, and he's a guy you got to start shutting down.
Yeah, Tyler Peters. You know, kind of like Kent Raymond and others, as you referred to in the past. Good all-around guard. He can go off the dribble and score. He can shoot it, can post up. Good size, 6'4", solid player. You know, it's not a one-man team. Tisher, and they've got a bunch of 6'6 kids that can all step out and shoot it and go to the boards. It's a really, really tough matchup for us, for any team. And, you know, they're well-coached. They run a good motion offense. And, you know, they've been playing good competition, too. Their record of 4-2 is maybe a little misleading. They've lost at Worcester, a very good school there out in Loras, Iowa. So, you know, they're going to be a good challenge for us, but we look forward to that challenge and opportunity to prove ourselves against a good opponent tonight.
Well, you're going to have to try to keep out of foul trouble as well, because they had one young gentleman out there that was 10 for 10 on Wednesday night against University of Chicago from the free throw line.
Yeah, you know, I watched that game online for a little bit. It was 16-0 to start with for the Thunder, and that's one of the keys tonight, is to get off to a good start, because they have gotten off to quick starts in games this year. We have not. We've struggled at the start of halves, first and second half. So that's one of our points of emphasis tonight. Can we get off to a good start in the game, and then as the game progresses in the second half? And I think, you know, the way that we need to do that is by defending and rebounding. We're making a couple changes in our starting lineup tonight. You know, we're going to put Brock Benson in there with Nate Van Arendonk at the post. I think that's a good combination for us. You know, you run the risk, the fear is foul trouble, but they've got to be able to play and stay on the floor. We have Caleb Byers back a little bit, coming off the bench for a few minutes each half tonight. He's coming off his injury, so that'll give us a little more depth at that position. Then we're going to start Grant Neal at one of the wings along with Alex Edson. And, you know, Grant will draw the defensive assignment of Tyler Peters to start with. So we're hoping that works. Ben Gardner will be out there. Ben, unfortunately, sprained his ankle Monday in practice. Hasn't been really able to practice much all week long, but he thinks he's good to go. We're going to give him a chance at it tonight. And if not, you know, Jordan Denham, Chad Carlson, guys like that are going to have to come in and take up the slack. So, you know, we need all hands on deck against this team. We need to be able to defend and rebound 1 through 5 out on the floor. Somebody gets tired, we got to find somebody to come off the bench and replace them.
Well, just about the time you think you're getting guys back, you lose Gardner, you possibly, with a sprained ankle. That's not what you want either.
Well, it's not. You know, it's one of those deals. He came down on somebody's foot Monday in practice about halfway through, and, you know, we've been kind of cautious with him. He did practice a little bit yesterday, but we weren't going to, you know, weren't going to test things too much. So, you know, if he comes out tonight and is ready to go, that's great. If not, you know, that we're going to have to find plan B or C. So he's an important part of our team, obviously. But, you know, it's a team, and we need everybody on deck, 1 through 14. And against a Wheaton team like this, that's the only way you're going to get it done.
Well, you have your two bigs down low. You're going to push it to the inside if you can?
Absolutely. We need to attack in to out. We've been talking to our guys about that. You know, we've been, I think, getting better at doing that, looking inside, finishing inside. And now the thing is, as teams collapse in there and help, we got to kick the ball back out, somebody's got to shoot it. You know, honestly, we haven't shot it very well, probably since the Grand Valley exhibition game 3 weeks ago. So, you know, when you come in against a good opponent, you're going to get some shots. You're going to need to knock them down. And that includes everybody. And we've had a lot of guys have opportunities. They haven't put it in. Groups from the free throw line as well as the arc inside. We got to do a better job of finishing plays.
Well, Sam Otto stepped up in the last ball game out there and had a very nice first half.
He did, you know, and that's a good point. We've had guys like Sam, you know, Alex, Corey, and others, and our team, I guess you could say that about our team. We've had good halves. You know, we've had good segments of 5, 10, 15-minute play for a half. That's not good enough. When you're playing the really good teams like Wheaton is, you got to be able to play for 40 minutes. And so tonight we want to get off. We're talking about this week in practice. Get off to a good start, play hard the first 5 minutes, time out whatever happens, then play out, you know, then build on that. And so we can do that for 40 minutes. So that's the only way you're going to get it done against a strong team like the Thunder.
Well, Wheaton started out against University of Chicago with a 16-0 run to start the ball game. So you've got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, we know. You keep reminding me of that. See, I lost a night's sleep on that one already. So anyway, we hope we're ready to go. We'll find out here in a few minutes and talk to you afterwards.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
That was Coach Tom Davilar with the pregame interview with Ron Weatherby. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're only minutes away from Hope College Flying Dutchman basketball action as the Flying Dutchman take on Wheaton in tonight's matchup of the I keep forgetting the initials, the MIAA CCIW Challenge, the 10th year in this challenge. Next season, this tournament will be hosted by, I believe it's going to be by Hope College, because last year we were in Wheaton, so maybe it's going to be in Carthage next year, so one of the two. But anchored in Hope for the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Go to 92.7thevan.com for our Anchored in Hope section. There you will find pregame and postgame articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, which will begin in January when MIAA play starts for the men, audio podcast of all Hope College football from this past season and basketball games for this season, live audio stream of all over the air Hope College broadcasts, photos from games and events, and other showcase scenes happening around Hope College. Where can you find that? You can find that at 92.7thevan.com. Check for the Anchored in Hope section. And we just got a release earlier this week. Lawrence and Vandersport Hope team up for basketball donation. Every time the Flying Dutch or Flying Dutchman shoot 75% or better from the DeVos Fieldhouse free throw line, Lawrence and Vandersport will donate $75 to the Athletics Coming Together Student Athletic Advisory Committee, the ACT-SAAC, a group dedicated to the promotion of unity, camaraderie, communication, and common purpose among all Hope College student athletes. The Flying Dutch's home opener is Saturday at 3 p.m. against Alma, while the Flying Dutchmen make their DeVos Fieldhouse debut December 20th versus Lake Forest in the Holland Sentinel Rust Event Classic. So that's Lawrence Benton Vandersport and Hope College teaming up on that. And the Flying Dutch will have their first chance to get that donation tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Well, away from the basketball a little bit, there was another announcement that came out today that the Hope College fan might be interested in, and that is what we've heard about a little bit during football season, that they have gone to a round-robin type thing with the CCIW and the MIAA in football. Starting next year, they set it up on a two-year basis. All the games will be played at the MIAA sites next year, but the teams will be matched up with a CCIW team, and for next year, Hope College will be playing Augustana in that spot when they play the CCIW. So that's something. So the football team has two different league opponents. They will go against the OAC one weekend, and they'll go against the CCIW the other weekend. So that takes up two of their, what you might call, pre-conference games out there in football.
Now, how long did they say that this was agreement was for?
Set it up just for 2 years at this particular point. But
so it will be a home-and-home series with them.
Right. And then if it works out well, I'm sure they'll continue it. But they're just starting it out, and next year and the following one are the 2 years they're going to go with.
So all the MIAA schools will host this season, and next season all of the CCIW schools will host. So everybody gets one home game, and if I remember reading the article correctly, it's going to be they're going to try to base it up based upon records, so that no team that is like a top team takes on the last place team. That most of the teams, you know, the top teams take on the top teams of each conference.
Well, the number of schools in the MIAA is less than the number of schools in the CCIW, and so what they have done, they have taken an extra team, St. Norbert, and they are going to take that extra spot, even though St. Norbert is not in the MIAA. And for some reason or other, they picked St. Norbert as to take on the number one team in the CCIW North Central. And so they're going to start this whole thing with North Central, and they're a very good football team.
There's a lot of really good football teams in that CCIW conference. Some of these MIAA schools are going to have their hands tied, and we've been told that over the last few years that Wheaton's a pretty good ball club, and there's some pretty good powerhouses in Division III football.
They have good football out there. They have good basketball. They're good athletic schools in the CCIW, and you know, you want to play good competition. Here's very good competition,
and it gets you geared up really for the other you know, teams, and if you end up making the national tournament for football, you're not going to be taking on any like cupcakes in the tournament. And we're about to get the national anthem here, so let's pause for the national anthem. And that was the national anthem. Now, for the opening tip-off, or excuse me, for the starting lineup, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland, tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineup, here is Ron Weatherby.
Well, for the Wheaton Thunder, who are the visitors here this afternoon, or this evening, I guess we'll call it, seeing we're starting at 6 o'clock, under Mark Scherer in his fifth season at the forwards. It'll be Pete Smith, a 6'6" junior, out of Scottsdale, Arizona, Desert Mountain. That's an interesting name for the school out there that's in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the other forward, starting for his first time this season, Joel Smith, a 6'6 sophomore out of Heritage Christian in Indiana. The center for the Thunder, Nate Haynes, a 6'6 senior from Bloomington, Illinois. And then the two guards, the big guns for the Thunder, it is Braden Tuscher, a 6'3 junior from Rockford Christian and by way of Washington University, and their point guard, Tyler Peters, a 6'4 senior, Medina Normal Community College, that too in Bloomington, Illinois. So you have the five starters, and those two guards are just, great ball players on this Thunder ball club. The Hope College Flying Dutchman, in that light of the fact that the biggest starter that you have for the Thunder is 6'6". They're going with their big people tonight. And you're going to find Brock Benson at one of the forwards. He's 6'8", a sophomore out of Willowbrook, Illinois. At the other forward, they're going for his defensive poise, and that is Grant Neal, a 6'3" senior from Holland West, Ottawa. The center, Nate Van Arendock, a 6'10" senior out of Grand Haven. And at the guards, Alex Edson, a 6'2 sophomore from Grand Haven, along with Ben Gardner, a 6' sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. And you heard Coach Dave say, well, we hope he can go because he twisted an ankle in practice earlier this week. We're going to give him a shot and see how far he can go with it.
Well, we got a late arriving crowd, I believe, this evening. We had the same issue last week when we started at 6 o'clock, Ron. By halftime, we had a very large crowd, and it wasn't just the Calvin fans getting here ready for their game. There was a large amount of Hope fans that were seated right behind us that showed up. So maybe it's everybody getting out of work and getting themselves situated. So hopefully by the time halftime rolls around, we'll have a full house. The tip-off is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oman Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call of the play-by-play action, here is Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. The Hope College Flying Dutchman, dressed in their blue uniforms with the orange numerals, and the Thunder dressed in their white uniforms with blue writing and an orange trim. Tip controlled by Wheaton. Peters in the backcourt. Peters with his second triple-double this season in the ball game Wednesday night for the Thunder. Over on the right side, they give it to Smith. Smith with the ball above his head. Little bounce pass on the outside to Tuscher. Back in the middle to Haynes. Out front and setting it up and taking his time is Peters. as the shot clock ticks down to 12. Peters gets a screen from the outside, feeds it right corner. Smith can't get the shot away. Brock Benson's in his eye, and they kick it to the outside. Wild shot from the left corner, no good. Rebound by Van Arendonk. So good defense on the part of the Flying Dutchman with that first possession. Gardner walks up with the basketball, takes it to the left side, inside to Benson. Benson looks low, gets it inside to Van Arendonk. They drop back on him, can't get the shot. Over to Gardner. Gardner's in the left wing. Works his way out, takes it to the right side, gives it to Edson. Edson back to Grant Neal. Into the corner they go to Edson. Back out in front, Gardner. Gardner spins around, has the ball knocked out of his hands, and a foul. And it's going to go against Wheaton. And it's going to go against their center, Nate Haynes, a 6'6 senior out of Bloomington, Illinois. They're not considering it a shooting foul, so hope we'll get it underneath their own basket. Grant Neal will set it up into Edson, over to Benson. Benson cross court to Grant. Neal starts to drive, takes it all the way around the arc, will bounce past Edson. Edson works his way on the outside, takes it all the way to the other side on the left side, gives it to Gardner underneath to Benson, back to Edson. Edson puts up the three, no good. Rebound comes out to Peters. Peters on the run. It's cut off. Into the corner. Shot taken by Smith is good. So the Thunder go up by a score of 3-0. Gardner will come back for the Flying Dutchman. Left wing to Edson. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner takes a look. Grant Neal breaks through the middle. Can't get into him. So Gardner just stands with the basketball in his hand. Starts his dribble. Picks a dribble up. Goes to Benson, who is high post. Over to Edson at the left wing. Edson outside to Van Arendonk, who pops up, feeds baseline to Neal. Over to Edson. Edson on the left wing. Back to Neal. His shot for three. Yes! So Grant Neal starts it for the Flying Dutchman with a triple from the corner. We're tied at three. Peters on the outside goes right to Smith. Smith looks across the court. He's in the right wing. Out front to Haynes. Leaves it left side to Toucher. Toucher guarded by Gardner. Picks it up, fires over to Smith. Smith puts it in the hands of Haynes, and he runs hard as he puts a little burst on, and Van Arendonk is going to pick up the ball. So the first foul going against the Flying Dutchman against Nate Van Arendonk. So the Thunder will have it underneath their own basket. They set it up, open man, Haynes, and Haynes reverse layup, puts it in. 5-3, waiting with a lead. Van Arendonk up high, goes left wing to Edson. Edson looks to the inside, finds Grant as he breaks out on the top of the key. Grant will take it to the right wing. Little bounce pass to Gardner in the corner on the right side. Looks inside as the Flying Dutchman slow it down, and Coach Neal on the sideline says, speed it up, keep moving, keep moving. Underneath Van Arendonk, and he's got two. Nice pass by Alex Edson to set that one up, and we're tied at five. On the outside is Peters. Goes to the left wing. Toucher. And Toucher underneath and slips and goes down. Foul's going to go. It's going to go against Gardner. And again, it'll be the Thunder with the basketball underneath their own basket. Peters will set it up for the Thunder. Slaps the basketball, gets it in to Smith. Smith to the point, keeps the dribble underneath to Peters. Peters goes baseline, kicks it out, shot for three, no good. Rebound underneath, Gardner comes away with it. Gardner along the left side, brings it out, directs a little traffic. Takes a look, fires it on the right side to Edson. Edson works his way to the inside. Alley-oops it into the corner to Gardner. Gardner in the paint. Puts a shot up. High off the glass. No good. Tipped by Van Arendonk. No good. He gets the basketball. Little left-handed shot out there is good. Good strong move underneath by Van Arendonk. And the Flying Dutchman go up by 2-7-5. To the right wing to Smith. Down on the baseline. to Peters. Peters has it slapped out of his hands back to Smith. Smith at the right wing. To Peters down low on the baseline. Backs into Grant. Feeds it underneath. Ball slapped away. Picked up, however, by the Thunder. And the traveling is called against Hushore as he drove into the paint. Substitutes coming in as Michael Bird will come into the ball game. Berg for the Thunder. And we have another player I'll pick up in just a moment if I can see him as he steps out, number 32, and that's Michael Cavam. Gardner all the way around the edge. Goes cross court to Edson. Edson back out in front to Van Arendonk. Underneath Benson, who has the ball taken away. Peters comes up with a loose basketball. Hustles and he turns it over. And so Hope is going to get the basketball on the turnover. Van Arendonk will have it at side court to inbound it. Gardner looks fine to me thus far, Adam. He looks like he's running well.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's having any issues with his ankle.
So Gardner over to Van Arendonk, right side to Grant, underneath to Edson. Edson feeds it off to Benson, and Benson puts it up and is fouled. And it's going to go against number 35, Michael Berg. Berg's a 6'6 sophomore from Midwest Central. Cavam is a junior out of Canton, Georgia. Benson at the line. Drops the first one in. 8-5, Hope with the lead. 14-43, we're just underway here at the Menard. First game of two games tonight as Calvin will take on Carthage at 8 o'clock, and Benson drops in a pair. 9-5, Hope with the lead. Peters with the basketball for the Thunder. Goes to the left wing, Tushar. Tushar takes it right to the top of the key. Thought about the jumper, open man underneath Haynes, and he feeds him with an easy two on the left side of the basket. 9-7, Hope up by two. Van Arendonk to Edson. Edson with the weave. Takes it to the right wing. Works his way around to Benson. Benson's up high. Gives it to Grant Neal. His shot off the mark. Rebound to Haynes underneath. To Peters. Quickly up court to Berg. Berg with a layup shot. Misses. Benson with a rebound. Things picking up a little bit. Gardner quickly into front court. Goes to the baseline. Spins around. Fires it into the corner to Grant. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner works his way quickly. Baseline. Fires a shot wildly underneath. And a rebound comes to Berg. Pushing it up to Schur, and to Schur works it up quickly, and the foul is going to go against Gardner, and that's two against Gardner. End of the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. Caleb Byers comes into the ball game, and Chad Carlson comes in for Gardner. Van Arendonk out, and Byers is in for Hope. Inbound pass comes to Peters. Hope with a 9-7 lead. Peters picks up his dribble. Gives it to Berg. Into the corner they go to Tushar. Tushar gets the screen. Moves on the outside. Feeds it down low to Haynes. Haynes looks one-on-one with Benson. Tries to feed it cross court. No good. Picked up underneath to Haynes. His shot. No good. And a foul. I believe this one's going to go.
Caleb Byers.
Caleb picks up his first foul of the ball game and the season. Caleb has been out with a foot injury for the preseason, and this is the first ball game back. Haynes drops in the first of the free throws. 9-8. Hope lead cut to one. Caleb DeMoss comes in for the Thunder. Haynes with the second one. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Tipped out. Picked up by Carlson. Carlson to the right wing for the Flying Dutchman. Out front to Benson. Over to Neal at the left wing. Back to Carlson. Carlson's right at the top of the key. Little bounce pass to Byers. His turnaround shot. No good. Rebound comes to Michael Berg. Gives it to Peters. Peters pushes it up quickly for the Thunder. Goes on the right side to Berg. Into the corner for the Thunder. Over to Haynes. Haynes works baseline against Benson. Makes a nice move underneath, went to his right, spun around, and came put back up. 10-9, the Thunder go back into the lead. Carlson over to Byers, to Grant in the left corner. Back out front to Carlson. Over to Edson. Edson looks, can't find anybody open, so the ball stops. And as you can hear, Coach Neal wants motion. And when the ball stops, he lets him know that. Underneath to Benson. Benson kicks it back out to Byers. Sets up for three. His shot's no good. Rebound comes to Grant. Carlson up on top of the key, not able to get a shot away from three-point range. To Edson. Edson all the way to the hole. Lays it up off the window and in. Good ball movement, and Edson finally got an opening with a screen underneath and put in two. 11-10, Hope with the lead. 11:56 left in this first half. Peters on the outside. Gets a dribble on the far side. Gives it up to Kavam. Underneath they go to Haynes, and Byers picks up his second foul. As he now has two fouls. And Harrison Blackledge will come into the ball game, replacing Caleb. So Byers out, Blackledge in. Inbound pass to Berg. Berg on the outside to Peters. Peters into the corner, shot taken. That's good. Oh, Kavam nailed it from the corner. 13-11. The Thunder bounce pass underneath, gets it to Grant. Into the corner to Edson. Edson looks, holds it there to Benson. Benson, low post, tries to go cross court with it. It's intercepted by Kavam. All the way in the front court, DeBose, and he slows it down. Back out in front they go. To the right wing, it's Kavam. Kavam looks down low, takes the move, and Edson was there guarding him. I'm not sure if the foul's on Edson or not. And it's going to go against 12. That's Grant Neal. And he's called for holding away from the basketball. So Van Arendonk comes back in. And Sam Otto comes into the ball game along with McMahon for the Flying Dutchman. So it's Otto, McMahon, Carlson, Blackledge, and Van Arendonk in for the Flying Dutchman. Berg on the outside to DeMoss. DeMoss works left wing, shot taken. Good! And again, it's Michael Kavam who just got into the ball game for Wheaton that has two triples in a row. 16-11 as the Thunder start to pull away. To Carlson. Carlson back to McMahon on the outside. To Carlson in the corner. Carlson back to McMahon. Doesn't get the shot away. He's left open. Over on the right side, Sam Otto, his shot is short. Rebound comes to the Thunder. To Schur. Works away on the right side. Puts the shot up off the window and in. 18-11. And the Thunder putting on a 8-0 run here against the Flying Dutchman. And the score is 18-11 with 10:20 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, their decision to put Grant Neal in as a starter, he did a great job holding Tyler Peters, who did not score for the first 9 minutes plus here in the first half. Oh, the only problem is that the Wheaton is a very deep ball club, and they were able to get Nate Haynes, who has 7 points here in the early going, and Michael Kavan, who has 6 points. Haynes doing a very good job underneath, getting himself open, and they were able to feed him the ball. And Kavan has been able to bury the three-pointers, Ron.
Well, Haynes is a senior, plays like one, as he has some moves underneath the basket that, are being very effective against our big guys. Carlson all the way around the left wing, picks up the basketball, gets it to Blackledge, out front to McMahon. McMahon works the right side, the Blackledge left wing, alley-oops it underneath. Van Arendonk shot, no good. Rebound comes underneath to Pete Smith. And the fight for the rebound, but coming out of it was the Thunder. Too sure all the way in, and shot taken and a foul. It's going to go against Sam Otto for the Flying Dutchman. And Tuchel will go to the line. Tuchel was 10 for 10 from the line against the University of Chicago on Wednesday night. So Wheaton with a couple of subs coming back in. Peters comes back into the ball game. Haynes comes back into the ball game for the Thunder. As Tushar steps to the line. Takes his time, takes a deep breath, and drops it in. Just smooth as silk. Didn't touch the rim, just kind of slid through that net. We'll see if this one's a swisher as well. Again, just that deep breath, lots of time, and swish. 22-11, the Thunder with the lead, 9:51 left. Carlson over to Blackledge on the right side to McMahon, back out in front to Carlson. Goes left side, Otto puts a three up, hit, bounces around, no good. Rebound comes down to Haynes, to Peters. Peters goes to the point, McMahon has him. Kicks it in the corner, shot is no good by Smith, rebound out to the Flying Dutchman. Carlson, three-on-three break to McMahon. He fires and bounces up in the air, drops in. 20-13, Thunder with the lead. Peters with his first shot is way off the mark. Carlson with the rebound. Races back into the front court, baseline, and underneath with Blackledge. He misses a shot. And Aaron Dronk tried to save it, but they couldn't do it. Got out of bounds on him. Thad Fisher comes in for the Thunder.
We saw Chad Carlson at the end of the last Saturday's ball game get a little bit of playing time, and now he's been getting some significant playing time with Ben Gardner in foul trouble.
The Thunder with the basketball over on the right side to Smith. Back out in front they go to Fisher. Underneath to Haynes. His turnaround is an Aaron Dock, and
travel.
Underneath is a travel, says the official.
Good defense by Nate on that one.
Everybody looked at the Van Arendonk and said, uh-oh, here comes foul number two.
Well, Van Arendonk's been getting into some foul trouble all throughout the early part of the season, so that's why everybody was kind of holding their breath.
Gardner back into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner playing with two fouls with 8:36 left in this first half. To McMahon on the right wing. McMahon takes it to the top of the key, gives it up to Blackledge. Blackledge starts a move, is cut off, gets it right back on the outside to Otto, into McMahon's hands. McMahon behind the back dribble, picks it up, outside to Gardner, left wing Blackledge. Blackledge out front, McMahon underneath, and the ball is stolen as they dropped in front. That time it was Smith that dropped in front of an Arendonk, picked off the pass. Peters on the outside, goes right to Smith. Underneath, shot taken. That's good by Tushar. Braden Tushar for 2, 22-13, and the Thunder edging away from the Flying Dutchman. Otto at the left wing, out front to Gardner. Gardner takes a look, works his way one-on-one, picks up his dribble, left side, McMahon got it. So McMahon with a triple makes it 22-16 Thunder. Peters with the basketball for the Thunder. Goes to the left wing to Fisher. Back out to Haynes on the right side to Schur. Baseline Peters. Peters working against McMahon. Puts it off the window. No good. Rebound Blackledge. Here comes Gardner quickly into the front court to Blackledge. Over to McMahon at the left wing. McMahon. High post, down low, slam dunk Van Arendonk. Nice pass that time by Blackledge that set up Nate for the two. 22-18, Flying Dutchman coming back. 6:50 left in the first half. Peters over at the right wing, gives it to Smith. Smith to Tushar. Tushar moves to that wing spot, works one-on-one with Otto. Gets the screen, goes baseline, puts a shot up and in. Al Sam got screened off completely, and Tushar took it all the way to the hole. 24-18, the Thunder with the lead. Gardner around the left side, baseline, shot, short, rebound, Ains. Here comes Peters, three-on-two break. Peters, bounce pass underneath, a beautiful bounce pass into the hands of Fisher, and Fisher gets the two. 26-18, and a couple quick buckets again have put the Thunder ahead, and Black Ridge travels with the basketball. Benson comes in along with Grant Neal for the Flying Dutchman. Michael Byrd back in for Wheaton along with Peter Smith. So pretty much the starters in, except for Fisher, for the Thunder. Peters on the outside, goes to Shashir, back out in front. Over to the right wing, baseline, Peters. Peters, cross-court pass into the corner, shot taken, no good. And Neal rebounds for the Flying Dutchman, the Gardner. Gardner on the left side, at the wing. Picks up his dribble and got a foul, I believe.
Brock Benson.
So Benson picked up a foul that was away from the play. I didn't see what happened.
It looks like he put his forearm into somebody's back trying to post up.
26-18, the Thunder with the lead in the basketball. DeBerg back out in front to Smith. Smith fakes it to the inside, gives it to Peters at the right wing. Peters out on top to Fisher. Takes a look into the hands of Peters. Peters drives, puts it up. No good, gets his own rebound underneath. Kicks it right into the hands of Gardner, and Gardner is fouled, and this foul is going to go against Caban.
An interesting fact here, Ron. Both teams' leading scorers have not scored here, and we're about three-quarters of the way through the first half. Ben Gardner has not scored, and Tyler Peters has not scored.
Oh, Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Over on the right side to Neal. Back to Gardner at the point. He'll set it up to Edson. Edson, right side Gardner. Gardner kicks it back out to Benson. Over cross court to Edson. Edson, two-hand pass way to far right side to Neal. Back to Edson. Edson, nine on the shot clock. Gives it to Gardner. Alley-oops underneath to Benson. Ball just stripped out of his hands neatly by Caval. Good move that time on just a steal. To Peters at the point. He'll start the movement. Over at the right side. Berg fires a triple and nails it. And Coach Matt Neal takes a timeout as the Thunder have gone up by 11, 29-18 with 4:24 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. If you look at the team statistics right now, Ron, the Hope College is doing really well with everything other than shooting the ball. They're not just putting the ball into the basket. Wheaton is shooting 58% from the field. Hope College is only shooting 38% from the field. Everything else is fairly even. They're both teams have 10 rebounds. Hope College has two more turnovers than Wheaton, but it's the shooting percentages is the main difference right now. Wheaton is 11 of 19 from the field. Hope College 7 of 18. So it's the major difference in why there's an 11-point spread right now.
Well, both teams are getting shots in the paint, and I would guess that that's pretty even with Vanaren, Duncan, and Haynes as well in the paint. But on the outside, the three-point shooting for the Flying Dutchman, which has been somewhat missing so far this season. Otto had a streak last week that got some points from the three-point range. But other than that, the three-pointers are kind of sparse for the Flying Dutchman.
Well, they're 2 of 3 from three-point land tonight. So it's the perimeter. They're not shooting them from 3 points. They're shooting them from inside the arc. But they're 2 of 3, and Wheaton is 4 of 8. So
Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman after the timeout to Edson. Underneath Benson, back out front, Stivey, who's into the ball game. No good, rebound comes down, is knocked out of bounds, and Grant Neal knocked it out. So it's going to belong to the Thunder. So Wheaton will have the basketball with an 11-point lead at the four-minute mark here left in this first half. Peters at the point, comes to the left side, Tashir. Tashir drives hard, kicks it in the corner, and I think we're going to have a charging foul. This one going against Tashir. So Hope will get the basketball and turnover by the Thunder. Stivey will inbound it to Gardner. Gardner just walks it up for the Flying Dutchman. Peters picks him up, goes around the right edge, and Peters knocks the ball out of his hands. Peters is 6'4", and Gardner is 6', so 4-inch height advantage to Peters. And that has something to do with Gardner, not being able to get his shot off. Edson puts up a shot, no good, rebound Haynes. Here comes Peters. Hope defense back well in time. Peters into the corner. They inside it to him. He goes cross court to Haynes, and it's going to be Benson, I believe, picking up the foul, and that might be number 3.
That'll be his second foul.
Second.
Yep.
So it'll be the Thunder at the line. Haynes at the point there, drops this one in. But Aaron Dock comes back in for Hope. Haynes will have the second free throw. They haven't missed many free throws.
Shooting 80% from the line tonight.
This one is good. 31-18, Wheaton with a lead. 3:25 left. But Aaron Dock in the middle. Gets it out to Gardner. Gardner works his way in. Keeps his dribble alive, just back and forth against Peters. Gives it to Stivey in the corner. Stivey hands it off Edson. Edson takes a look, goes way cross court. Neal with the three. This one's no good. Rebound underneath, and I believe it's going to go to Hope College. Have to wait and see.
It is. It's going to be Hope's ball.
Edson's going to be the one to inbound it. Inside to Cody Stivey, underneath to Van Arendonk, and the whistle.
Is it going to be against Haynes? Yep.
Yep. So Haynes picks up the foul.
That'll be his second.
And Michael Berg quickly comes into the ball game for the Thunder. Cody Stivey will inbound it, gets it to Van Arendonk, back to Gardner, up on top of the key, right side. Edson drives into the paint, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Thunder. Kavam over on the right side, back out in front to Smith. To Tushar. Tushar takes a look, drives with Stivey, and a foul, I believe, is going to go against Cody. They made contact, and it is. It's a... Cody Stivey that gets the foul for the Flying Dutchman. And Braden Tushar, the 6'3 junior from Rockford Christian and Washington University, will be at the line for the Thunder. This one hits and rolls around a little bit, but it found the bottom of the net.
They're a good free throw shooting team. They're shooting 73% from the line this season, Ron.
And the second one is off the back of the iron. Picked up by Edson. Edson on the breakaway. Takes it all the way. Puts it up and in. Peters was there. Could have stopped it, but gave him the shot rather than to pick up the foul. 32-20. Thunder with the lead. Smith with the basketball. Goes into the corner to Berg. Berg takes it to the point. Picked off by Stivey over to Gardner. Gardner, cross court, Stivey. Underneath they go to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk, reverse layup, misses. Rebound and out of bounds. And going to have a foul?
I don't think so. I think the ball went. Oh, yeah, you're right. That's
gonna
against
be Grant
Neal.
Yep.
That'll be Grant's second foul.
So we take the walk to the opposite end of the court as...
And that was the 11th team foul against Hope College.
Five against the Thunder. Berg goes to the line. Takes a look. Drops it in. McMahon comes in, replacing Grant Neal. Second free throw by Berg. Got it. 34-20, 14-point lead for the Thunder. And Aaron Dock will inbound it for Hope at the two-minute mark. 34-20, the Thunder with the lead. Gardner walks it to the point, goes up high post to Vanerendonk, right side McMahon. His shot good. So McMahon with a couple of shots now that are falling for him. 34-22, the Thunder with the lead. Gavan to Tashir, Tashir at the right wing. Picks it up, goes baseline to Smith. Back outside. Peter Smith hands it off to Joel Smith. And his shot, no good. Peters underneath with the rebound. Gets his first points of the ball game. 36-22. Wheaton with a lead. Stivey looks underneath. Edson drives paint. Left side McMahon. McMahon tries to go inside. He's double teamed. Gets a shot off. No good. Wheaton with a rebound. Peter Smith with the rebound. Out to Peters. Peters guarded by McMahon now that Neal is out of the ball game. And whistle blows for him.
There was a foul called on number 20, Braden Tuescher.
Number 20 for Wheaton?
Yes. That was his second foul.
He quickly left the ball game. Gardner with the basketball. Around the left side, to the baseline, underneath. Kicks it back out, McMahon. His shot good. Now Corey McMahon has found the range. And he's dropped three in a row for the Flying Dutchman. 30 seconds left in the half. 36-25, Wheaton with the lead, and they might take it down to the last shot. It's 20 seconds left on the shot clock, and so they can take it all the way down if they want to. And Peters is just going to stand there, 12, 11. He'll take it down to about 10 or 9. It hits 8, and he moves. He starts his move on the right side, feeds it off. Little back pass, trying to get it back to Peters. But the pass coming from Caban got away from everybody. And with 1.3 seconds left, Hope's going to get the basketball. Stivey takes a look. Gets it into Gardner. Gardner fires three quarters of the court off the mark on the left side. So it was in the range out there. The Thunder go in at the half by a score of 36-25 over the Flying Dutchman.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and Hope College Basketball, where the Hope College Flying Dutchman trail at halftime to Wheaton 36-25 here in the first game of the MIAA-CCIW matchup, the 10th year of this tournament. Well, it's not a tournament, it's a challenge. And we have the halftime statistics just being delivered to us. And if we're taking a look at the team statistics first for Wheaton College, they are shooting 57% from the field, 12 of 21. They are 4 of 9 from beyond the arc for 44%. Doing a good job hitting their free throws as they made 8 of 10. They own the rebounding edge with 15, 2 offensive, 3 defensive, and they turned over the ball 8 separate times. Their largest lead was 14 points, and they went into the half with an 11-point lead. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 37% from the field, 10 of 27. From 3-point land, they were 3 of 5 for 60%. And free throws, they only took two, and they made both of them. Both of those were by Brock Benson. They trailed the rebounding edge 12 to 15. They had 3 offensive boards, 9 defensive, and they turned over the ball 6 times. Let's take a look at individual statistics now for Wheaton College. They were being led by starter Braden Tuescher, who has 9 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Their leading scorer, Tyler Peters, only has 2 points, but he has 5 assists and 3 rebounds. Peter Smith has 3 points and 2 rebounds. And then the guys coming off the bench, Tad Fisher had 2 points. Michael Caban came out and got hot real quick, hitting 2 3-pointers. He has 6 points and 1 rebound. Michael Berg has 5 points and 2 rebounds. And starter Nate Haynes also leads the team in scoring with 9 points and 4 rebounds. For the Flying Dutchman, they were led by Corey McMahon, who for the first time this season has come off the bench, and he got hot right away. He has 10 points, 4 for 5 from the field, including 2 for 2 from beyond the arc, giving a little bit of an extra spark to the Hope College Flying Dutchman scoring. The second person leading in scoring is Nate Van Arendock, who has 6 points and 2 rebounds. Alex Edson has chipped in with 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Grant Neal has a 3-pointer. He has 3 points and 2 rebounds. Brock Benson getting his first start of the season. He had 2 points and 1 rebound. And that is all the scoring for the Flying Dutchman in the first half. Anything that sticks out to you in the first half, Ron, on the scoring sheet?
Well, not really. Right now the ball game is in control basically by the free throw shooting of the Thunder from Wheaton College, as they have hit 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Hope College, on the other hand, 2 out of 2. Not much difference in scoring from the floor. 10 baskets for Hope, 12 for Wheaton. So you add those two things together, and you've got, you know, another 10 points, and that's what you have. You have an 11-point lead by the Thunder here at halftime, 36-25.
Well, one thing we've seen throughout the season from the Flying Dutchman is their big men have gotten into foul trouble throughout the game. Well, tonight, it's been relatively different. It seems like everybody is picking up fouls here and there, but nobody is in real serious foul trouble going into the locker room.
Well, Hope has 4 guys with 2 fouls, and you don't want them with any more than that. If they get a quick foul in that third quarter, they're in trouble out there. Wheaton with 2 guys with 2 fouls. And so a little difference there as well, and that's one of the reasons why you have Wheaton going to the line more.
Yeah, and with 11 team fouls against the Flying Dutchman and 6 team fouls against Wheaton, it's been an ongoing tale of this season is to see how if the Flying Dutchman can get into order without picking up fouls during a game. And if we look at the personal fouls, there's 3 starters for the Flying Dutchman who have 2 fouls, Grant Neal, Ben Gardner, and Brock Benson. Caleb Byers came in and picked up 2 fouls. He's the other member of the Flying Dutchman who has 2 fouls. But Wheaton also has 2 players. Nate Haynes, their starting center, he has 2 fouls. And Brandon Tuescher, who picked up a foul near the end of the first half, he also has 2 fouls. So it's going to be an interesting second half. Wheaton has an 11-point lead going into the locker room. But, you know, we've seen it happen multiple times this year where a team can come right out in the second half and go on a 6-point run. You go on a 6-0 run to start the second half, and all of a sudden it's a 5-point ball game.
Without looking at your sheet, Adam, you just took a quick peek out.